Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan may soon take its most hostile turn yet. Madigan has been on the witness stand now for 2 days under mostly gentle questioning from his own lawyer and is set to return as soon as Monday. When that happens, prosecutors will get their crack at him, along with a new point of attack. Madigan told jurors he knew nothing about how his allies landed no-work utility company contracts worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that he was angry to learn these were ghost jobs. That testimony prompted prosecutors to ask a judge if they can now play a recording of Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean laughing about how some of these subcontractors, quote, made out like bandits. The judge had previously blocked that secret FBI recording from being played to jurors, but ruled yesterday that door is now open. Students defrauded by Argosy University are losing hope that they will ever get their debt canceled. The now defunct for-profit college had locations in Schaumburg and downtown Chicago. President Biden has discharged more student debt than any of his predecessors. Yet, with just 11 days left in his presidency, tens of thousands of students who went to predatory colleges still have not gotten relief. Crystal Lake resident Laura Strong owes more than $200,000 for her graduate degree from Argosy.
You feel like you can't escape it, and then you're blamed for your debt, and you're blamed for being taken advantage of when the system was rigged against us.
President-elect Trump is expected to gut a debt relief program for defrauded students, as he did during his first term. The Illinois Office to Prevent and End Homelessness commissioned a new report on disparities in homelessness. Black Illinoisans are 8 times more likely to experience homelessness than white Illinoisans. Chief Homelessness Officer for the state of Illinois, Christine Haley, told WBEZ's Reset, one of the report's goals is to dispel the idea that homelessness is primarily caused by personal irresponsibility.
If we look at liquid assets, the money that you might have if you have an emergency, if you have a layoff or a medical emergency, the cash on hand for Black families in Chicago, that's about $1,000. For white families, about $27,000.
The office wants state government to consider action items to decrease the disparity, such as investing in so-called medical respite for people facing homelessness so they have somewhere to go and recover after leaving the hospital. Respiratory illnesses are spreading in Chicago. The City Department of Public Health reports the overall acute respiratory illness activity level is high. Influenza is increasing. Allison Bartlett is professor of pediatric infectious diseases at UChicago Medicine and says RSV, COVID, and other respiratory viruses are also on the rise.
We are seeing a lot of people with a lot of respiratory viruses. So in children, we've been seeing RSV for over a month now. Hopefully has peaked, but we've definitely seen an increase in flu activity over the last week or two.
CDPH last week reported the city's first pediatric influenza death of the 2024-2025 season. Bartlett says people should think about preventative measures like masking indoors. She also says it's not too late for the flu shot or the most recent COVID booster. Some more things you should know today. Chicago and Cook County will be receiving a combined $670 million in federal aid to assist with disaster recovery efforts. The funding, awarded by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, will help the city and county recover from recent flooding and storms. The Biden-Harris administration hopes the funds will help cities better withstand climate disasters and extreme weather. Residents will later have a chance to weigh in on how the funds are spent. Community members on the far south side are celebrating the broad expansion of services at the newly minted Roseland Health Hub unveiled yesterday. The Roseland Clinic all but closed in 2017, and for the past 5 years has only offered STD testing and treatment. Now it will offer family or individual therapy, vaccinations, and physical health screenings. The free clinic serves residents ages 6 and older. Today's weather, It's going to start out sunny, but then clouds will roll in the afternoon. The high will reach 29 degrees. And tomorrow, we're expecting some snow showers, with temperatures reaching the low 30s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.